Welcome back to Crossroads Revisited All Access, celebrating the release of the three-disc compilation of the four Crossroads Guitar Festivals that benefit the Crossroads Rehabilitation Center in Antigua. That center was founded by the Picasso of the electric guitar, Eric Clapton. Like any friend, Eric is hesitant to ask his many co-artists to give up their valuable time as a favor to him and his cause.
What I want to do is to keep a certain amount of that on hold, so that if the time comes, I will be able to turn to those people and say, can you help out? And I think from what I know about my relationships with these people is that there would be no doubt that if I wanted to, say, organize a benefit concert to raise money, that they would be there. I'm absolutely certain of that.
Turns out Eric was right. Here's just a few who came running when Mr. Clapton called. Carlos Santana.
My brother Eric called me, and I was very grateful that he invited me. I think this is a great cause. You know, there's a lot of musicians who are dedicated to healing people, life, the planet. Eric is a very special person, very special human being. These people are dedicated to sharing and healing. And so when someone like Eric shows passion for compassion and a deep commitment, you know, it's not like a one-time deal. He's in it. We need more people like him.
Guitarist Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
It's working. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that they just need a little helping hand sometime. It's really, it's a good thing.
Country star Vince Gill.
He's one of those guys that I think, as a young player, young players don't realize yet kind of what they shouldn't play. And he's the kind of guy that can take, you know, one note like B.B. King does. And he takes that one note and speaks volumes with so much less, you know. And I'd say I've learned that as much from Eric Clapton as anything.
Jeff Beck, who talks about what the guitar is to him.
It's sort of minstrel-like, you know, and it's sort of aggressive. It's the machine gun. It's whatever. It's a nice sort of thing that you lullaby somebody with. And it's so versatile. It's your voice, isn't it? You strap it on, plug it in, and you talk to people with it.
gorgeous thrill ride of guitar playing Jeff Beck, 'Cause We've Ended Now as Lovers, from the newly released Crossroads Revisited 3-disc set. There are those who have wondered how a person who's had as much success as Eric Clapton has had can relate to a drug addict or alcoholic who might be homeless and down and out.
You know what shocks people? So if I go into a treatment center and we say there's a guy just checked in who's homeless, has no money, never really seen a vocation for himself, has got no hope, and you know, all he had was his bottle of cheap wine each day to look forward to. I can sit and talk to him about the innermost workings of my mind and he will find that they're just about the same as his. So I can say, well, you know, I had 4 cars, I had a beautiful wife, I had a house, and yet just about every half an hour of the day I wanted to kill myself. And I was stricken with loneliness and full of despair. And that is a shocking revelation to someone who looks at someone like me and imagines that really I'm going to be happy, because they've been taught to believe that all of these things bring happiness, you know, that houses and cars and material possessions make you okay. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, I ended up feeling just as full of self-loathing and unhappiness as anybody out there on the street, and that those things didn't fix it. So in actual fact, I got more to offer in a way than most people have, because I can prove that that stuff doesn't work, you know. And that in actual fact, you know, at the age of 21, 22, I was miserable because I got all those things and I knew better than anybody that it didn't work. I found it to be very creative work and very inspiring to be able to share my innermost intimate feelings with someone who was actually benefiting from it. So it's not about bull. It's not about displaying my ego or showing off. It's about me being vulnerable and reaching out my hand to somebody and seeing it pay off. The payoff is amazing. I mean, I don't do it for nothing. I do it, I mean, the payoff is watching someone who everybody else has given up hope for, you know, who's rejected and a complete outcast, suddenly start to get some dignity and self-respect. That's a massive payoff. My ego says I had something to do with that. I'm not an unselfish saint. I get an ego boost out of this. What do you do when you get lonely? Don't wait by your side. You've been running, hiding much too long. It was just your foolish pride. We'll be right back.
closing song of our show, celebrating the release of Crossroads Revisited, Layla, from the 2004 festival. Now, before we go, let's let Eric tell us why he believes the Crossroads Guitar Festival and the Crossroads Center for Healing are appropriately named.
It's a good analogy of where we end up, especially if you're addicted to something that looks like it's going to end your life, that it actually becomes the turning point and the beginning of a new life. It'll always be my life is kind of, it's like the crossroads just keeps appearing on the horizon. It's always been like that. And I think that's what life's about, you know. Life is about the struggle, you know, the struggle to examine what I'm doing, whether it's the right thing, where it's going to lead me. It's always going to be like that. And I'm quite happy with that. I'm quite happy with that acceptance, you know.
Crossroads Revisited, selections from the Crossroads Guitar Festival, is out now as a 3-CD set and digitally. It features 41 live performances by a who's who of the guitar, including Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, ZZ Top, James Taylor, Vince Gill, Joe Walsh, Gary Clark Jr., Buddy Guy, the late B.B. King, and Hubert Sumlin. Get it wherever you buy music. Crossroads Revisited All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Rhino Entertainment, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mayen and to Mike Engstrom, Jason Elzey, and Jessica Giordano of Rhino Entertainment. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.